What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. Happy to have you with us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on X or you know, Twitter, depending on if you've gotten on board with the name change, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. A programming note, quick programming note. Next Sunday, we will be broadcasting remote at the AFP headquarters downtown at Union Station. We'll be live on location next Sunday. The event starts at 6, so you can come join us at AFP's headquarters at Union Station. We've got all the information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. It's all brought to you by our friends at Eck Insurance, so make sure you come join us next Sunday at AFP's headquarters downtown. Should be a lot of fun. In the meantime, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. Frontline's White House correspondent Monica Page will be with us to tell us about her experiences covering the Biden and Trump White Houses. My, what an upgrade we've had in White House press secretary. I'm going to have to ask her about that, just what the difference is, because I know she served under the Biden administration, under Karine Jean-Pierre. And now, of course, we've got such an upgrade. I will have to ask her about that, see if she'll take the bait and give us an analysis. I may have to ask her about Biden's cognitive decline. We'll see if she'll take that question too. First District Congressman Tracy Mann and I sat down on Wednesday and we talked about whether or not he thought that the House would be able to pass the big, beautiful bill. Well, obviously now we know they did, but it still was a fascinating conversation. And he also talked about how the left has just been demonizing the bill. We'll play that conversation for you here coming up in a few minutes. And we'll talk with Kansas State School Board member Debbie Potter about why she says the Kansas Department of Education has been running the show rather than the board itself. And Gaurav Lal, who's head of partnership at True Play Games, who just come out with a really cool new game. We'll tell you about that, too. But at any rate, he's going to tell us why so many say Colorado is what happens when Christians don't actively teach moral truth. I lived in Colorado for a couple of years. One of the reasons why I'm a Broncos fan. I have no idea what's going on. Maybe they just smoke too much pot, but I have no idea what's going on in Colorado. And of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So I did it again, folks. We sent someone down to check out the protests you know, the wackadoodles have been down in downtown Wichita protesting again. And look, folks, the American left is nothing more than a skin of online activism over the endless capacity for real and dangerous political violence. It's masking it. It's the signs, the loudmouths. That's the cover, folks. There's a dangerous undercurrent, and we have to be aware of it. You know, back in April, the offices of New Mexico's Republican Party were hit by arson. ICE equals KKK. Remember that? No one was killed or injured, but I mean, this is by good fortune. Jim Comey posted a message on social media recently that read 86-47 and then tried to walk it back by claiming he didn't know what 86 meant. The message of an intent of these acts is clear. No matter the American people in November's election resoundingly spoke across racial, class, and gender lines to demand border enforcement, the message is clear. We're going to burn and break and kill until we get what we want. And as Jim Comey's not-so-subtle 86-47 call for violence is rapidly becoming the chant of the day for left-wing activists. Just yesterday, they were right here in downtown Wichita. Here's what was recorded. Now, you can hear in the first part of that clip, they were saying it, 86-47, 86-47, that's kill. Kill it. I worked in restaurant food service for years. 86 an item means kill it, take it off the menu, it's done. We're out, we're done. 86 it, kill it. Of course, they followed it up with that ludicrous, you know, make love, not hate bullcrap, bullpucky. You know, make America great. I mean, come on, stupid. The hypocrisy is resplendent here. By the way, thanks to my buddy Hunter Larkin, who recorded that for me. They tried to cover it up with, you know, vote, not hate, make America great. They don't understand, or they're incapable of comprehending the irony of how hypocritical that is. But this all follows the same pattern, histrionic, inflammatory rhetoric from national Democrats, their pet journalists and pro-activist cadres, followed by brute squads, basically deployed to do the dirty work. And then empty criticism from liberal elected officials in platitudes saying, oh, we condemn this stuff. We condemn it. We condemn it. But they don't really do it. And then, of course, the occasional endorsement from crackpots like Rashida Tlaib. The playbook stretches from all the way back to George Floyd, the Occupy movement, the two assassination attempts, and all the left screeches that Republicans are the violent ones who undermine democracy. You know, the whole peaceful protest bull. And it sends a different message when it's accompanied by ongoing political violence, two assassination attempts, and Democrats can barely manage to regret it, let alone condemn it. The modern America left is not a political movement in the traditional sense. It's a crust, a thin veneer of hashtag activism and moral preening laid over a seething, bottomless capacity for real, tangible political violence. And the scary part is the crust is getting even thinner. Let's take a trip down memory lane. Summer of 2020, cities burned, businesses destroyed, entire neighborhoods hijacked in so-called autonomous zones of peaceful protest. Was that peaceful protest? It was domestic upheaval. It was domestic terrorism. And yet the media, the universities, the elite class, they all covered for it. Called it justice. Called it mostly peaceful. It was a few windows, you know, just a big deal. Some broken glass, no big deal. A few people been hurt, right? No big deal. Of course, January 6th was an insurrection. It was worse than World War II. It was worse than the Holocaust. That just, you know, 2020 was just peaceful protests. But if you, an everyday American, raise your voice at a school board meeting, call the FBI, you're labeled an extremist, a threat, a terrorist. That's the double standard. And that's the game. Now, the left loves to posture online. Trust me, I've been a victim of it. They're brave behind a screen. They slap a Ukrainian flag emoji next to their pronouns, and they believe they're generals in a global war against oppression. But when the rubber meets the road, when their power feels threatened, their tactics turn even darker, more dangerous. We've seen conservative speakers chased off campuses, not with debate, but with threats. Just ask my friend Riley Gaines. Violence, fire alarms pulled, fists thrown. Why? Because disagreement is no longer acceptable to them. Only submission is. And don't think for a second that this is just fringe behavior. It's institutional. It's systemic. It's protected. They've got DAs who refuse to prosecute rioters. But God help you if you defend your home or your business. The full weight of the state will come down on you. It's not just about riots, it's about ideology enforced by intimidation. Look how quickly corporations, universities, and media outlets cave when activists start pounding on the table. Not through argument, not through reason, but through fear or bad press, of lawsuits, or being doxxed and harassed. This is not democracy in action. This is coercion dressed up in the language of compassion. The American left wants to be seen as the underdog, the brave resistor, the champions of democracy. But they've held the cultural high ground for decades. They've run the universities, they've run Hollywood, they've run the media, they shape the narratives in newsrooms and boardrooms, and yet they're still pissed off. They're still violent, still convinced that anyone who disagrees with them must be destroyed, not debated. So what are we left with? A movement that tweets about equity in the morning and torches police cars at night. A movement that cries fascism while practicing it. A movement that wraps itself in slogans like, love is love. You know, sort of like a movement here in Wichita that stands out there and says, you know, with love, not hate, make America great. That's what they're talking about. Platitudes. And let me be clear, we're not talking about your average Democrat who just wants good schools and safe streets. I'm talking about the angry, avowed fascists, the socialists who want to blow the whole thing up, the crazies who told me a few weeks ago that Elon Musk was a Nazi because he breathed and was parading around with a bloody, severed Trump head. We're talking about an ideological machine that's willing to burn down everything to get its way. And until more people call it what it is, political violence dressed up as virtue, we'll keep losing ground. So don't be fooled by the Instagram posts or the T-shirts with pithy slogans. The American left isn't just about feelings and hashtags. Underneath that crust lies something far more volatile. And we'd better wake up to it before we're all living under its boot. We'll take a quick break, and then Kansas State School Board member Debbie Potter will explain why she says the Kansas Department of Education has been running the show rather than the Board of Education. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Don't forget, next Sunday we'll be broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here in Wichita down at Union Station. Come on down and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some food, a little bit of refreshments, have some conversation, and of course, we'll be broadcasting live. So you can come in, sit down, have a conversation on the air, watch how we make the sausage, so to speak. It'll be a live remote next Sunday. The event starts at 6. I go on the air at 7. That's at Union Station, AFP's headquarters. Want more information? You can find that at the John Whitmer Show Facebook page on Facebook. And of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And you can follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, according to the president, one of his major goals when he first got into office the second time around was to really revamp our nation's education system. In his inaugural remarks, he said our nation's bright future relies on empowered families, engaged communities, and excellent educational opportunities for every child. He went on to say, unfortunately, the experiment of controlling American education through federal programs and dollars and the unaccountable bureaucracy those programs and dollars support has plainly failed our children, our teachers, and our families. You know, I frankly can't disagree with anything he just said. In order to fix things, the president has initiated some sweeping reforms to right the ship. But apparently the Kansas State Board of Education isn't quite on board with those changes. With us now to explain what's going on is Debbie Potter. She's the Kansas State Board of Education member from District 10. Debbie, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me. And Phil.
So
it's been a long while.
It has. And I've followed what you've been up to while you've been, kind of remotely working up there. We've missed you down here in Wichita, but I've been kind of following what's been along. And I'm curious why you say that the Department of Education is running thing at the State Board of Education, because, well, two reasons. One, theoretically, I mean, the way it's supposed to work is the department is supposed to work for the board. Although I've known when it comes to education in Kansas, there are far too many school boards that work for at the local level, certainly, where the admin doesn't work for the board. It's the other way around, which is not the way it's supposed to be.
Precisely.
But mm-hmm. The other problem is, in your case, theoretically, the board's made up, a majority are Republicans. So why isn't it working that way at the state level?
Well, I think it comes from bad habits. I mean, a lot of the people on the state board have come from local boards, and they get trained. You know, KASB comes in, and I understand from one local board member, they actually train not to have Robert's Rules of Order.
Yeah, I've heard that, yes.
Blew my mind. I have not heard that personally, but I'm not surprised because in my orientation package in November, it clearly stated we follow Robert's Rules of Order, and of course we have our policy book as well.
But does it say that, or do they practice that? That's the difference.
Well, Robert's Rules of Order was in my orientation packet. Now, as I was on the board, they came around and said, oh, well, we just loosely follow Robert's Rules of Order or not at all. And then it came down to the policy, and that's kind of what blew things up a little bit. Because it all really comes down to that administrative state. It doesn't matter if you're federal. It doesn't matter if you're state schools, local schools, or even other organizations that tend to have a paid staff. The staff can tend to take over the board rather than the board leading the staff. And there is that balance in there where you expect the staff to make decisions, right? You expect them to act on your behalf. But when they start basically telling you, this is what we're doing, this is how we handle that, then you know that the board isn't really instructing them any longer.
I know.
I mean, I took a transcript of just one speaker from the last meeting just to clarify exactly all that. Their counsel, I was like, who decided this? Who decided that? I mean, it's just all over the place. We did this, we did that, we decided this, this is how we responded. And they're just informing us, and that's all they're doing.
I know you've been trying to push back on the Board of Education, the Department of Education. Have you had much success with that?
Well, if success is measured by I made the changes, maybe just very slightly, but not really. They were videotaping the retreats, which was something they did not do before, but that was stated in our policy that they would do, and they did change that. Really what I have felt became clear to me in February, because I thought, oh, I'm coming onto a board, we're going to be the majority, I'm just going to have it easy. And I realized really quick the Department of Education was still running things. We were not. And so my thought was, well, I will try to push good practices. I will try to make the change of, well, at least let's follow policy. I wrote a letter to the board because I noticed that they were leaving things out knowingly and on purpose from the minutes that I had talked about. And I have never been in an organization when they asked, are there any amendments or addition to the minutes, that if a member of that group said, I would like to amend or add this, I've never been in an organization where they said no, just straight up. And that's what happened. And so I had come prepared with a letter, and I really ought to just put these on my Facebook so that your listeners can have access to the actual letter, because I'm not going to obviously read it. But I did point of order, appeal to the board, point of order, appeal to the board. They had never had anybody do that before. So it threw the chair off. She did not know how to handle that because of it. It just, nobody had really pushed back like that. And so that's the kind of thing that I think is a success, is bringing an awareness to it, if nothing else, even if I didn't succeed in getting my appeal to the board heard. And that's what I've just been doing. And then this last month, I felt like it was a fruitless thing to do. They weren't going to change. And it, one of the gals who I've met over the last 4 years sent me a new law. And that was something I really want your listeners to be aware of, because this is where they need to be in touch with their legislators. And it's KSA 75-4318. And what I had been saying in meetings is that, and these are just bad habits, I don't want to slur any members on the board right now, because it's just the way they've been doing business, right?
Right,
okay?
Right.
So 75-4318, basically what I realized is I needed to make them say the quiet part out loud. So even though I knew I was going to lose a vote, I knew before they ever came back, in my heart and mind, I knew they were going to say, nope, no policies were violated, even though I had said that I believed five policies had been violated and wrote them out. They did come back and say, nope, the chair and the vice chair have the power to act and speak on behalf of this board in between meetings.
Wow. We're talking with Debbie Potter, Kansas State Board of Education, District 10. Debbie, let me ask you this. Parents, I've talked to parents who feel that their schools aren't handling issues. They're having issues with their kids. You know, they go to the policy. They feel that the policies are being violated, and then they take the issue up with the principal, their superintendent, and they don't feel that their complaints are being handled to their satisfaction, mm-hmm. or they're being dismissed at the school level, and they don't feel that there's a recourse for them beyond that. If they do, how is that handled? If they're not feeling that they're getting satisfaction from their principal or their superintendent, where do they go from there?
Okay, so, and that's something that came up right away for me, is the parents coming to me because they didn't know who else to turn to. And that's one of the disturbing things, is I am actually more reachable than a lot of local school board members, because my name and number is way out there, and some of them are and some of them aren't at the local board level, right?
Right.
But so I get these calls, and as I have studied it, I know as I've studied bullying, and they should all kind of fall in that same category of recourse, but bullying specifically is in legislation. They are supposed to have the recourse of going to their local board and having the local board basically look out for their needs, right? They're their representatives. And I think there has to be some change in that. And the reason, and for the local board's sake too, because especially at the local levels, these board members are often, you know, other teachers, their kids go to that school, their kids might be on the same baseball or softball team. They're connected in that community. And so they're like friends with the superintendent and friends with the principal. And it's really hard for them,
right,
to push back on the system when the system is their next door neighbor. Yeah. Right.
Very
and
true.
So I think having maybe some kind of arbitration, something in place that is third party, would help those local school boards have something other than the superintendent and the principals in their ear. Because what I have seen, and it's very discouraging for me to see for the parents I'm trying to help, is a lot of times these parents are told, well, you have your open mic, you know, 3 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Whatever they're allowed.
I've heard that too. We're very open. We're very transparent. But then when you go and you try and talk, nobody wants to listen. And then if you do push back, you're told that, you know, well, you hate kids or you hate teachers or,
Or they take their 3-5 minutes, explain their situation, and then they go into an executive session.
Right.
And they take the superintendent and the principal back there, but not the parents, not the student.
Right.
So I tell people, I say, how would that make you feel as a parent? Oh my word, they're talking about me and my kid back there, and I'm not being heard. And so, yeah, that I do think that's a problem. But I'm working with two parents specifically that it just seems never, hardly ever. Well, one, they just gave up, I think. The other one is still not resolved.
Debbie, I'm up on my bottom of the hour break. If folks want to connect with you, if they need to reach out, if they want information, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Text me 316-706-3456.
She's brave. That's Debbie Potter, who sits on the Kansas State Board of Education, District 10. Debbie, thank you again for joining us. Have a very happy and safe rest of your Memorial Day weekend.
Well, John, I hope you'll have me on again, because I covered 1/5 of my stuff.
I certainly will. Coming up, we'll play my conversation from earlier this week with First District Congressman Tracy Mann. He'll tell us about Trump's big, beautiful bill and how Democrats and the media are lying. I love this song. You got to love this song. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's another man dead. Oh, you can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. I'm ruining that song. You realize that, Phil? Even my barbershop training tells me I'm ruining that song. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 987 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, earlier this week on Wednesday, to be specific, I sat down and had a conversation with First District Congressman Tracy Mann. Now, I will preface this. At the time, they hadn't passed the big, big, beautiful bill. And I even asked Tracy when he thinks they're going to do it. Lo and behold, they ended up doing it later that day. So keep in mind, in this conversation, we don't know it's going to pass. And they did it that day. But it's still good contextual information because we talk about what if he thinks it's going to pass, it did. We then talk about the Senate. We talk about the prospects. And more importantly, we talk about how Democrats in the media were lying when they say the bill's going to cut Medicaid. It's a great conversation. We'll play it for you now.
Congressman, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you taking time to step away from the House floor to give us a few minutes of your time.
John, always great being with you. Appreciate all that you do. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I know the House Rules Committee has been meeting since 1 a.m. this morning, meeting over debate to bring the president's one big beautiful bill to the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. And yesterday, you and House Republicans met with the president to discuss the legislation. Can you give us an update a little bit on your meetings with the president?
Sure. You know, always great being with the president. Appreciate how engaged he is, how much he cares about the country, about getting the right policies in place and about this big, beautiful bill. Met with the president yesterday, closed door, a little less than 2 hours. And, one thing I appreciate the president, he's the same in public as he is in private. Right, same person through and through. But a really good discussion about the country, what we need to keep doing to get it back on track, all the things included in this bill that he supports and the importance of getting it passed. So it was a very productive meeting and great to get to be part of it.
Tracy, I saw an article and a Channel 12 story here where you actually pushed back on some of the false misinformation, for lack of a better term, that's been coming out from the left and from your colleagues across the aisle, you know, that Republicans want to cut Medicaid. And it's the old narrative. You know, you guys want to throw Granny over the cliff. You want to throw Granny over the cliff. Can you give us the real story on this Medicaid stuff? Because from what I understand, it's really the simple things like literally just work requirements for work-able adults and things like that, common sense solutions.
Common sense solutions. And you're exactly right. You know, the left is fear-mongering, spreading misinformation about what's in this bill. End of the day, we're $36 trillion in debt, John, and we've got to do everything we can to stamp out waste, fraud, and abuse. And what do I mean by waste, fraud, and abuse? You know, you look at some of these programs, we have waste, 15-20% error rates in some of these programs as they're being carried out. I mean, that's just wasteful. Fraud. We have non-U.S. citizens that are receiving benefits. We have people that falsify forms to receive benefits. You know, that's fraud. Abuse. We have folks that are able-bodied adults that don't have dependents. So folks that are not cared for little kids, they're able-bodied, that instead of returning to the workforce are just receiving federal benefits. You know, that's not what these programs were intended for. So we got to stamp out the waste, fraud, and abuse, and get these programs back on track so that we can preserve them for who they were originally intended for. And that's what the big, beautiful bill really does.
Well, that's a common sense solution that we do here in Kansas. If you're work able, if you don't have kids, there's nothing wrong with requiring someone to get a job or volunteer or at least be applying for work. That's all this does. Or for that matter, why should illegal aliens be getting Medicaid?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And you get into it and realize, you know, SNAP specifically is a program that's 100% federally funded, but it's state administered. And you have states, California, some other blue states, that waive work requirements for people receiving those benefits, right? So Kansas can do a great job if they, you know, to administer the program, but you have large states that don't do a good job that have all these waivers. This is not what Congress intended. It's not what the majority of Americans would agree we ought to be doing. And so this bill puts a stop to that, and that's a good thing.
Tracy, this is a key moment in, I think, legislation that we've seen in the last decade or so. If this bill doesn't pass, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is scheduled to expire, which means Kansans would see roughly a $2,200 tax increase next January. That's major. Set aside the new tax breaks on things like overtime pay, you know, things like that. That's a $2,200 tax increase. Why are some of your Republican colleagues holding this thing up?
Yeah, you know, you'd have to ask them, but I agree with you. You know, this bill prevents tax hikes, which is really what I believe, Sean. We do not need to be raising taxes on people. But if we don't act, then come January 1, yeah, everyone's individual on average, every Kansas is going to pay an extra $2,200. That alone is a reason to strongly support this bill. In addition to, there's some other great provisions, though, John, where you've got border security.
Right.
We are focusing the military on the threat that is China. This bill makes a down payment on the president's Golden Dome initiative that he announced yesterday. Work requirements for able-bodied individuals without dependents that we just talked about. You know, a really good, we do away with or reduce regulations that hinder our American energy producers, right? We need to return to American energy dominance. There's no perfect bill. This is a really, really good bill, and I think it's really important for the future of the country that we get this thing passed.
Congressman, the House is anticipated to vote on the bill either later today or tomorrow. What happens if the House doesn't pass it by the Friday deadline?
Well, we keep working on it. That'll be the Speaker's call if he keeps us through the weekend. I would be for staying through the weekend, happy to do that in order to get this big, beautiful bill passed because it's important to the country. But, I'm optimistic it's going to go to the floor and it's going to get passed here. And if it doesn't, there's other tweaks and changes that need to be made to it, then we'll make sure that those get done.
But eventually you see it passing the House. What do you think the chances are it passes the Senate?
Yeah, well, they need to move in the Senate as well. We'll see what changes they might have to it. But at the end of the day, John, we've got a, this is common sense legislation. There are so many good things in this bill. Optimistic that it's going to get passed and signed into law. Really glad, of course, the fact the president spent almost 2 hours with us yesterday morning is because he really likes this bill, sees its importance, and is doing everything he can do to make sure that it gets passed as well.
We're talking with Congressman Tracy Mann. Congressman, let me ask you, far be it for me to, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I got to ask you about a couple of your Democrat colleagues who forced their way into an ICE detention facility earlier, I guess it was last week. And what are your thoughts? Should they face consequences? I mean, Secretary Noem has called for that. I get it. If you want to go and you want to tour an ICE detention facility, we just talked to Ron Estes a couple weeks ago. He went down and toured the prison down in El Salvador. But you know what? You have to go through the process. You have to call them ahead of time, set up an appointment. You can't just show up and force your way in and shove around a bunch of ICE officers.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it remarkable to have this conversation, John? I mean, the oversight's one thing. There's a right way to do it. You don't block what ICE is doing. You don't break in and are part of a riot. Right? It's just incredible to me. And by the way, we ought to be supporting ICE. These are the people that are protecting our communities. These are people that are deporting known violent criminals. You have to ask yourself, if someone is breaking the law to slow down ICE as they are trying to deport criminals out of our communities, what in the world do those people believe and why are they doing that? That's a question that you really have to ask and answer, in my view.
Tracy, it sure seems like the border has turned around. I mean, crossings are down 97% since Donald Trump came into office. Sure does seem like what a difference a president can make.
When you look at the border crossings have plummeted under President Trump. And, Biden and his people, his handlers, said for years that we needed to change the laws. No, it turns out we needed to change to a president that actually enforces the laws that are on the books. But we need to now come along and codify or put into law a lot of the things the president has done, the executive order, to make sure that a future president like a Biden can never come along and do what they've done to the country. Those provisions are included in the big, beautiful bill, which is yet another reason that we need to support it and make sure that it gets passed and signed into law.
Well, and along those lines, you have to wonder why some of your colleagues and some of your counterparts across the aisle, like Senator Van Hollen, still continue to defend MS-13 gang members like Albrego Garcia. I just don't understand. What are they thinking? They're putting these illegals ahead of American citizens.
I'm not going to pretend to understand what they're thinking on the basis. I would say I think you can pretty easily determine what most Americans are thinking, and they think this is crazy, right? And you saw that the ballot box last go around, and if folks on the left want to double down and support illegal criminals that are in the country over U.S. citizens, let's have that debate and let's keep having elections that show what some of these folks really believe and some of these misguided priorities. At the end of the day, we've got to make the United States of America everything that it can possibly be,
having a secure border, having a government that protects people, having citizens feeling safe in their communities is a vital part of that, and really glad to support everything I can do to make sure we see that happen, and credit President Trump for promises made, promises kept in regards to border security.
Well, Congressman, I know I've got to let you run. You're going off to a floor vote, but I've got to ask, you've got, what, 8, 10, 12 people running for governor. Any interest in running for governor, man for governor?
You know what? We're hyper focused on getting the big beautiful bill done and trying to support the country. It was an honor, you know, to get to be lieutenant governor. Had an absolute blast doing that with Jeff Collier, and but we're focused on doing what we can do to do right by the country here in Congress.
Well, I had to ask. Everybody else seems to be wanting to run. So, Congressman, if folks want to connect with you, if they're interested in reaching out, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah, sure. You know, our website, man.house.gov, is a great way. Or can reach any of our offices, you know, our office in D.C. or Manhattan or Dodge City. It's an absolute honor to get to represent the big first district and to be part of helping Kansas move forward as a state.
Congressman, thank you again for joining us. It's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Hey, thanks, John. Have a great day.
Great to sit down with Tracy on Wednesday. And yeah, I had to ask if he was running for governor. Would it surprise anyone? We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Wow, we came back a little faster than we thought we would. That's okay. You know, hey, it's live radio. What can I tell you? That's all right. Stick around. We've got a fantastic guest coming up. Monica Page, who is a White House correspondent for Frontlines, will be with us. Looking forward to that conversation. We'll be back right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.